including college basketball. Now, this is something I should have done much sooner. This is something I should do much more often. This is something I ought to do every single week. We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Providence. He is in his 12th year there. Six trips to the NCAA tournament, including that Sweet 16 run a year ago. They are currently 17-5 overall. They're 9-2 in Big East conference play, where they are tied for first. And they've got a big one coming up tomorrow night against number 16, Xavier. Ed Cooley is my guest. Ed, it is great to have you back. How are you?
Jim, my brother, I love being on with you. You always give me incredible energy. I love being on with you. Thanks a lot for thinking about
it. My man, Ed, I mean this. I should do this way more often, and you always give me the same exact energy in return. This is why I need to have you back on. So bring me up to date. I thought you guys played really well in your non-conference portion of your schedule, even better in conference play. Overall, how pleased are you with this group as you get ready to grind it out down the stretch?
Obviously, big game tomorrow, yet when you look at us having eight new players, no returning starters, you know, the expectation on our program has grown substantially, which is awesome. Yet to get a group together that doesn't know each other, doesn't know how to open doors, don't say please, don't say thank you as a unit yet, to get them to buy in so quickly is a credit to the staff. It's a credit to the players buying in. You know, we couldn't play as competitive a non-conference schedule as we wanted based on who are we and who were we going to become. So we have some interesting pieces that had to come together as a family first before we could appreciate the winning. And as guys bought in more and more, I give them a lot of credit because we sacrificed for the group. Lo and behold, we're where we are today because of that sacrifice, and I couldn't be more proud of the team.
Ed Cooley joining us. You beat me to it. I wanted to ask you about that because I was going to point out that you've got four guys who are averaging in double figures, which is obviously a good thing, but knowing you, knowing the way you coach, these guys are not going to be out there if they're not willing to do the hard work on both ends of the floor and give themselves up for the team. Given all the new faces, I understand the buy-in, but how did you get these guys to buy in and share the ball and do the dirty work and learn to open the doors? How were you able to get that process to work as quickly as it has?
I give our staff a lot of credit. Our staff is, to me, one of the most undervalued staffs in America. We've been together a long time, and a continuity amongst it helps me as the leader send the message, daily message. And that, to me, is culture, a daily habit that becomes the routine. And they're able to echo the same command on how we grow together. There's going to be failure. It's okay. There's going to be ups and downs. But to build a consistent winner, you have to deal with chaos. You have to deal with disappointment. You have to understand that it's not going to be your way. It's going to be our way. And if you can check your ego at the door, but play with toughness, play with passion and desire, play with a relentless attitude of I don't care about a mistake, you will find yourself on top of every mountain you've ever dreamed about.
My man, the Providence head basketball coach, Ed Cooley, is joining us. And then, Ed, you talk about team, you talk about the unit, but there are some individuals. Now, I understand they're part of a bigger unit, but let me ask you about a couple of guys. Your point guard, Jared Bynum, went for 17 of his 19 in the second half against Villanova in that great road win. How great was it for you to see him back on the floor doing the things that you know he's capable of doing and leading from the front?
You know, it was awesome because, you know, we lost him for five games, and, you know, we had 3-2 in those games, and we were right there with the other two at Marquette and at Creighton. But, you know, he's the table setter. He's been there. He's done that. He's confident. He's able to echo the command from the leadership that he's coached to do. And to put him out there in that situation, and he says, Coach, we're good. I love when a player's voice is louder than the coach's voice with their teammates. Because players respect players that put time in, and Jared's done that at an elite level, and we're going to need him to play at that level in order for us to be a championship-caliber team.
So, Ed, what about the big man, Ed Croswell? He does – I mean, does he not personify everything you want your guys to be and do and how hard he works and how much he cares?
He personifies my style. You know, it's not the prettiest, but he's tough. He's gritty. He just finds a way. And well, I look at all these stats of, you know, this big man, that big man. I will put Ed Croswell up head-to-head against any college player in America that sits in front of the rim that calls themselves a five-man. He is just relentless. He personifies who Providence College men's basketball is. We're not the prettiest. Don't want to be pretty. All we want to do is find a way. and Ed Croswell has found his way. He found a home at Providence, and I'm grateful to him.
Ed Cooley is joining us, and I know you don't get too caught up in any of this. You don't want your guys to either. But with all the new faces, the coaches picked the team to finish fifth in the Big East. Now, the media is one thing. What do any of us really know? But the coaches know. They absolutely know. Given how competitive and prideful you know this group to be, did they see that? Did they immediately begin to convert that into fuel? What did they do with that? Anything?
You're going to love this answer. My college buddies from Stonehill, I talk about all the time. We have an annual trip every year in Florida, and this year we're taking it to Eagle River, the lake house.
Yes!
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 We are.
I love that. Who's
Derek,
who's
Steve,
got the lake
John,
house in Eagle River?
Steve McCracken, my buddy from college. You know, we go down at Lance Coder, Dave, Pete Boyle. So all my college buddies, we all get together. Stevie Haynes. And I think this year we're coming up to Eagle River in Wisconsin. And they talked about that. So we're on this chat all the time. And they said, wow, you guys were picked fifth. I said, well, it's the coach's opinion. And as you know, what does a preseason poll mean? We picked Marquette ninth. They may be a top five team in America. I picked Xavier to win because they remind me of our group last year. They're old. They have a great coach. They have great players, added a great transfer in Boone. So preseason predictions don't mean anything. Who are we at the end? Not how you start. It's how you finish. And our goal is to try to be the best that we can at the end. But Eagle River, I thought you'd get some juice out of that one, dog.
Dude, you can't believe it. I mean, you can't believe how fired up I am for that. Now I need to know. I mean, I don't want to overstep my boundaries here, Ed, but do you know when that trip is going down?
It's sometime, I think, in May. Late April, early May, we normally go down there. And let me tell you, these guys are amazing. Jeff Potter, Derek German, Steve McCracken. These guys are just, you know, they're my brothers. And they're big, big Friar fans. They follow every game. We got Pete from Cleveland in there, from all over America. Florida, Austin, Texas, Southern California, Orange County. We come from everywhere and get together, and it's just like, you know, we're back at the dorm and we're back in, the locker room playing. So those are, and they're big fans of yours, brother. Really big fans.
Ed, it's one of the best things that I think I've ever heard. Have you been to Eagle River yourself?
I don't know if I know how to spell Eagle River, but I'm going to go up there.
Oh, dude, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. In fact, I'm thinking about whether you like it or not, whether I'm invited or not. I'm thinking about changing my vacation. I always go there in the summertime, but I didn't know you fellas were going in the springtime. I'm going to have to change my vacation.
You got an open invitation. You know, your people all have our phone contact. We'd love for you to be there. We'll get out on the lake. We'll hang out. Well, we play a lot of games. We play some golf. We have a great time, and we'd love to have you.
Oh, no, I'd love to have you guys at my house. In fact, you'll see it. This is incredible. I love this so much. Ed Cooley is my guest. Listen, you mentioned Xavier. They're number 16 right now, and that's another major test. The last time you took them on a year ago, you won in triple OT. You touched on their experience, their coaching. What makes Xavier so tough, and how do you see tomorrow's matchup?
Well, first of all, they have a great team. Sean Miller and I, we were fortunate with his brother Archie. We coached the 19 and under team in Crete, Greece, that won a gold medal in 2000, I'm going to say 16 or 17. We had Jason Tatum. I mean, we had a really, really good team, won in overtime against Croatia. And you're not going to find a better person coached than Sean Miller, who inspires his guys. And with a veteran group that he inherited, I think Travis Steele did a great job developing that group. Now here you are, a veteran coach coming in, and he has them clicking on all cylinders. They are elite offensively. Not good. They are elite offensively. They have a pro prospect in Kobe Jones, who nobody talks about, who to me is one of the most underrated players in America. It all fits for them right now. I just hope we're better than them by a half a point tomorrow night, because it should be an exciting Big East matchup.
No doubt. A great, great Big East matchup. We're talking to Ed Cooley. You know, Ed, I think that all the things you just said about him, a lot of people would say about you. You know, you look back on your career, you were an assistant coach for Al Skinner, both at the University of Rhode Island and Boston College. Al is such a highly respected figure, especially in East Coast hoops, going back to his playing days with Dr. J in the ABA. How did working with Al help to shape you as a head coach?
You know, Coach taught me a lot about patience. He talked to me, he's a mentor of all mentors to me, with respect to don't get too high, don't get too low. give your players all the confidence to be better than they think, hold them accountable. And a lot of the things, Jim, a lot of things people don't look at is when I was a kid, the black coaches in America, there were three: John Thompson, Nolan Richardson, and John Chaney. So growing up, I always wanted to be a coach, and to have a minority like Al give me an opportunity to sit in the seat I am now, I don't think that's spoken about enough now. And I think the minorities have all been hired. A lot more have been hired. But those were the guys that gave we, now sitting in the leadership position, the opportunity to live our dream too. And, Jim, I don't think that's spoken up enough. We need more opportunities for young men and women who are different to live their dream just like everyone else.
You bet. You bet. Ed Cooley joining us. You know, Ed, when you mentioned where you grew up, obviously you're in a part of a country where, well, you grew up. You were born and grew up. You're at Providence. Fit is everything. Is there a better fit than you and that school anywhere right now?
Honestly, Jim, as you know, you never say never.
Right.
Things change. Things could happen. Your life changes. Your kids grow up. Fit for me is so, so important, not just from the basketball standpoint, but from life. Where are you happy? Where can you grow? And as a leader and as I've grown, where can you have an impact on someone else's life? How will you as a leader help changing other lives? How are you giving back to something that's greater than yourself? Because we all look in the mirror and only want to see our own eyes. I want to see everyone else's eyes and impact them. You never say never because everything changes in life. But if you're in a leadership position at a place that gave you an opportunity, at a place where you were born, then you owe it to that community to be the best that you can to help shape other lives. That if they come from a difficult background, it's okay being different. It's okay not being okay. Smile, say please, say thank you, and give back.
I think that's really important what you just said, Ed, and we're hearing that phrase more and more. But what does that mean to you? It's okay to not be okay.
Well, I grew up not being okay, and I've embraced it. I've embraced being different. I've embraced going against the status quo. I've embraced just letting people know who I am, the person, not the coach. Like, everybody listens to Jim Rome. You're going to have people who know Jim and not the Rome and not the Jungle are the people that know you the best. People that know me as Ed and not as coach, those are the people that know me. So when you allow people to get to know you as the person, then you've changed lives.
Ed Cooley joining us. Ed, one last thought. It's very clear. I mean, you were very open and upfront about what you would like to do, what your mission is, what you are here to do. You want to make it better. You want to help change lives. In terms of those coming through the program, generally, what are the kids looking for now? Are they looking for what they can get from NIL? Are they looking to get to the NBA? Are they looking to improve on a daily basis? Or better yet, who are you looking for when you bring somebody in?
Great question. And I'm thinking about that as you're asking that. First and foremost, everybody we recruit wants to go to the NBA.
Sure.
Everybody recruit now wants to have a conversation about NIL, playing time. I want to coach a kid who has a chip, that has an ego checked at the door, that is tough. They don't have to be the most skilled, most talented, but are you willing to sacrifice for the betterment of the group? Do you value education? Do you open doors for people? Do you smile? Do you have gratitude of appreciation and just living in the moment to help? When you think about yourself, it's hard to advance. When you think of others, you climb over mountains. Those are the attitudes and people I want to be around, and hopefully we've attracted those people like a LaDante Hinton, who is now on the staff, like a Kyron Cartwright, who's now on the staff that we recruited, that have come from and now are starting to arrive. Those are the people I want to be around. You don't need the most talented people to be successful. You need hungry, driven, passionate caregivers, and those people are the ones that change the world and win games.
Love it so much. One quick follow and I'll let you go. That notion of you're looking for somebody with a chip. If they don't have a chip, can they manufacture a chip? Can they develop a chip? Or do they need to have a chip when they walk through that door?
I'm going to ask you this. How many times do you say that person has it? If you don't got it, it's hard to give it to you. So can you teach somebody edginess? Yeah. But the ones who have it are the ones that help win championships.
Yeah, the thing is, I keep trying to let you go, but then I have to keep asking you. The way I always describe it is you don't know exactly what it is, but you know it when you see it. How would you define it?
Ooh. Passion, toughness, can handle chaos, can stay in the moment in the most adverse times, make special plays, make other people feel like they're important, give back to something that helps the whole. Just swag, you know what I mean? Like, walk in a room like you belong. Don't be apologetic for kicking somebody's tail. Shake somebody's hand after you beat them by 30. Shake somebody's hand when you lose by 30. All of that ties into it, and you know it when you see it, you smell it, you touch it. Man, I love it.
Man, that was the best definition of it I've heard in my 30-plus years of doing this. He is the head basketball coach at Providence. He's got it coming out his ears. The Friars, 17-5 overall. They're 9-2 in Big East Conference play, and they've got a big one against Xavier, and Ed Cooley is going to make his first run to Eagle River soon enough. Hey, Ed, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Eagle River. I know you've got business before then. My brother, it is great to have you back on the show. I respect and appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Jim. Thanks a lot, brother.
Have a great day, Ed. Thank you. Ed Cooley, did you hear me say at the very top of the interview, I haven't done this in far too long. I should do this way more often. I should do it every single week. And then we did the interview. Am I right? I'm not wrong. Love me some Ed Cooley.